you've received an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours. Obviously, it goes back to all the work that you've been sort of putting in. But ultimately, it wasn't for an MBE, was it? So this must be, you know, weird. It must be a really surreal feeling.
Yeah, I think you summed that really well. Like, I never did this work to win awards or, yeah, receive an MBE. So it is just so surreal, so exciting. It's still so fresh. it's just really, just such an honour. So humbled and such an honour.
Now, the work that you have done, let's talk quickly over that. The Girls Network set up quite a few years ago now. Why did you set that up?
So I began my career as a teacher. I grew up in Portsmouth, went to local state schools here, and always had a desire, I think, to work in education and become a teacher, and then trained in London in an inner city girls' school. At the time, I think it was one of the most deprived schools in the country. And it was my experience of teaching there with another colleague, and we just realised that so many of the girls that we were supporting in our classrooms didn't really have any connections to any professional working women. And I took a group of girls actually onto a trip into central London one day, and one of the girls said to me, "Oh, miss, why is that woman wearing a suit?" And I was like, "She's going to work with the men." And it was that moment, I suppose, that realisation that I wanted to connect these girls to professional working women. So it literally started with 30 girls and 30 women that I knew, kind of we piloted it. And now we work with thousands of girls and women. So we match professional women with girls from low-income families. And it's a mentoring programme for a year. And now we work with, over 1,000 girls across about 7 regions across the country. Yeah, so that's how the Girls Network started.
It was just one small idea and just grew and grew and grew. To have that kind of legacy itself must feel really great, but that wasn't enough for you, was it?
Yeah, so this year, just before the pandemic started, just before the first lockdown, I started another charity here in Portsmouth, which is called the Literacy Hubs. And we support communities across Portsmouth to gain the literacy skills that they need to thrive rather than just surviving. And our first hub is the Portsmouth Pirates. And we have a ship, all singing, all dancing pirate ship in the heart of the city, where we support children that age 8 to 13. And we work with them in this really cool, like, unconventional learning environment, which is a pirate ship. And we help them catch up on their literacy skills. So they come to us and we work with volunteers who we call crewmates. They come to us and they develop their reading and their writing skills. And we work on projects, one of which was some radio shows that were played out on Express FM, which was incredible.
And it's that kind of unconventional way of learning which I suppose keeps them engaged and keeps them excited about it, because they don't just want to do more school, but doing something quite different, talking about things that you might not talk about at school, and all of that makes it special, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. That's the kind of core of the programme, I suppose. We're not like school. We don't want them to come in and feel like it's another lesson. That's why we are a pirate ship. And we're this kind of extraordinary learning environment that they can just come to. And we want to create an atmosphere of positivity and excitement. So they come and they kind of love coming to us and are excited to come to us. And that's why we work on these projects. They publish a book, they have the radio show, and now they're just working on a film at the moment for their final project. So it's all kind of real tangible outcomes in a really different environment that they would have never experienced before, which hopefully then kind of gets their imagination and just captivates their excitement to learn and love reading and writing.
And you're now a member of the British Empire. talk me through the whole process. When did you find out?
Yeah, so it was probably about 3 weeks ago, a month ago. You received like a confidential email. And you're sworn to secrecy, so you can't tell anybody, which is really hard, because then people are like, "Oh, how's things with you?" And you want to be like, "Oh, what's the news?" So it's completely sworn to secrecy until it's then published in the London Gazette the kind of day before it officially comes out in the press. So you can't say anything. And I Yeah, I suppose when I read the email, I literally just felt like someone was pulling my leg. Like, it wasn't for me. It was just, I was like, what is this? But yeah, it kind of took a while to sink in and think, actually, this is real. And then, yeah, it's so amazing when the news comes out and everyone's kind of getting in touch and congratulating you. It's just such an incredible feeling. And for me, it's not, I feel like this is a shared honour for me with all of, we couldn't do what we do without all the volunteers that support us and the young people that we work with and the schools that we work with. It's like a collective effort to make this happen. So, yeah, it's exciting.
And do we have to call you Dame or anything like that now, or are you still just Becca? Are you going to let it go to your head? Do you need red carpet?
Yeah, you could roll out some red carpet in the Country Express. I won't say no, but no, definitely not.
But you're in good company as well. There's some you know, celebs there, like Raheem Sterling, who works a lot with Equality in Sport. There's Jonathan Pryce, the actor, has been knighted, and a load of COVID heroes as well. So it must be nice to see the list of everyone else that's on the Queen's Birthday Honours and go, wow, that's amazing that I'm part of that.
Yeah, it really is. It's a kind of a pinch yourself moment. And I think to be amongst those names and some of the things that those people have achieved. And I think it's such a nice thing to come out of such a tough year. It feels really special because this year has been a really hard year, hasn't it, for so many. And to see what some of those people have done, particularly for COVID and pandemic, and just to be amongst those names is an honour. And like watching the football yesterday and Raheem Sterling scoring that goal, and yeah, him also being an MBE, it was just such a surreal moment. It was incredible.
It's just, essentially, you scored the goal, Becca.
You're the same.
If people want to find out more about the Girls Network or the Literacy Hubs, where can they go to find out that info, Becca?
So the Literacy Hubs is www.literacyhubs.co.uk, or we're at the Literacy Hubs on all socials. And then the Girls Network is the same, www.thegirlsnetwork.org.uk, and then at the Girls Net on all socials as well.
Lovely. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. Big congratulations. Well deserved. Yeah, and thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, no. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mason.
Speak soon, Becca.
Bye.